Friday, November 15th. First reading from the second letter of St. John, verses 4 through 9. I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. But now, Lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, let us love one another. For this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, as you heard from the beginning, in which you should walk. Many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Such is the deceitful one and the Antichrist. Look to yourselves that you do not lose what we worked for, but may receive a full recompense. Anyone who is so progressive as not to remain in the teaching of the Christ does not have God. Whoever remains in the teaching has the Father and the Son. Haydock Commentary. Regarding verse 6, for this is love, etc. This is the rule of a Christian and Catholic, to walk in that faith and worship which he hath received from the beginning, and which we now call, according to the Scriptures, the tradition of the apostles. Thus shall the faithful avoid seducers that start up in every age, teaching new doctrines. Regarding the next verse, many deceivers have gone out into the world, etc. These were the disciples of Simon Magus, the Cerinthians, the Ebionites, etc. In verses 8 and 9, we see the reward for adhering to the Catholic faith and the condemnation for revolting from the received truth. The apostles and their lawful successors in the ministry determine the true doctrine in points which innovators call into controversy, which being once done and declared to the faithful, they need no other mark to know a false teacher, but that he cometh with another doctrine than that which has been delivered. The Gospel from Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 37. Jesus said to his disciples, As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed, one will be taken, the other left, and there will be two women grinding meal together, one will be taken, the other left. They said to him in reply, Where, Lord? He said to them, Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather. Haydock Commentary. After having compared his second coming to lightning in order to show how sudden it will be, he next compares it to the days of Noah and Lot to show that it will come when men least expect it, when, entirely forgetting his coming, they are solely occupied in the affairs of this world, in buying and selling, etc. He only mentions those faults which appear trivial, or rather none at all, passing over the crimes of murder, theft, etc., purposely to show that if God thus punishes merely the immoderate use of what is lawful, how will his vengeance fall upon what is in itself unlawful? In verse 31 he is saying, When you see war lighted up in Judea, lose no time, but betake yourselves to flight for safety. Indeed, the Christians, forewarned by these predictions and other prophecies of the apostles, according to Lactantius, fled from the danger beyond the Jordan into the states of Herod, to Pella and the neighboring villages. As Lot only escaped destruction by leaving all things and flying immediately to the mountain, whereas his wife, by showing an affection for the things she had left and looking back, perished, so those who, in the time of tribulation, forgetting the reward that awaits them in heaven, look back to the pleasures of this world which the wicked enjoy, are sure to perish. By these different examples, Christ wishes to insinuate that good and bad men will be found in every state of life. By those in bed are understood the rich, by those grinding wheat are understood the poor, whilst those in the field designate the pastors of his flock who are laboring in the vineyard of the Lord. Regarding the Lord's words, where the body is, there also the vultures will gather, St. Cyril says, It's as if he said, As when a dead body is thrown away, all the birds which feed on human flesh flock to it, so when the Son of Man shall come, all the eagles, that is the saints, shall haste to meet him. St. Ambrose says, For the souls of the righteous are likened to eagles, because they soar high and forsake the lower parts, and are said to live to a great age. Now concerning the body we can have no doubt, and above all if we remember that Joseph received the body from Pilate, And do you not see the eagles around the body are the women and apostles gathered together around our Lord's sepulchre? Do you not see them then when he shall come in the clouds, and every eye behold him? But the body is that of which it was said, My flesh is meat indeed. And around this body are the eagles which fly about on the wings of the Spirit, around it also eagles which believe that Christ has come in the flesh. And this body is the church, in which by the grace of baptism we are renewed in the Spirit. St. Eusebius says, Or by the eagles feeding on the dead animals, he has here described the rulers of the world, and those who shall at that time persecute the saints of God, in whose power are left all those who are unworthy of being taken up, who are called the body or carcass. Or by the eagles are meant the avenging powers which shall fly about to torment the wicked.